Hey everyone, I'm so excited to be back finally. I know I've been MIA for the longest time and it is honestly not my fault. Actually, I take responsibility for it. It's just the spirit of procrastination I've been fighting for the longest time. Plus, I've been so occupied and anyways, no excuses. So I cross my heart and I hope and I pray and I promise actually that I am not going to do this anymore. I promise that I'm going to give you episodes back to back as it should be. Welcome to Banter or Not, and I'm your host, Emanuela. First, I must say Happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year. Finally, 2020 is over. 2020 has finally gone, even though it did not take Sister Runa with it. I don't know why, but 2020 is gone. And Happy New Year, everybody. I pray this year brings us so much joy, so much happiness. I pray that anything you've lost last year, you get it in tenfold. And if you probably lost your loved one, I pray that the Almighty actually consoles you. I pray that anybody that is suffering from COVID-19 at the moment will get healed. This one that I'm praying. We need it. I pray that anybody that has been looking for husband in or wife in 2020 and did not find will finally find in 2021. And you know, I must plug this in. I pray that if you were looking for six packs in 2020, you finally achieve your six packs in 2021. Fun fact, I can't work out at the moment because I have been banned or advised actually not to work out for the time being due to medical reasons. So six pack goal is on hold. I know I was so sad when I was told, but what to do. And I pray that we cash out this year. Those of us that could not cash out last year, I pray that we cash out. Those of us that, because I know a lot of people lost their jobs, lost their businesses, had to shut down, had to fire employees. It was really hard for a lot of businesses last year. So speaking of cashing out, I pray everybody actually cashes out for reals this year. And speaking of cashing out, actually, I just want to say, like, I know how hard it has been because I've had friends, I've had people, I know people who have lost their businesses, had to shut down their companies, had to fire all their employees, except you're a heartless person. Firing all your employees or firing half of your employees is like a very hard thing to do. If you're a heartless person, then obviously I'm pretty sure you will just not bat an eyelid and you will do it anyway. But if you're somebody who has compassion, obviously, it will be very hard to do that. Imagine firing all your employees or half of your employees and shutting down your business because you don't have clients, you don't have customers. So I know how hard it was for people last year, and I really hope that people get back on their feet this year. And funny thing is, even as we are talking about this year, I know people who have already started new businesses. Like I know one person in particular who have launched three businesses within last year and this year. It's not like this person cashed out, it's just that obviously the person came to a realization that if you don't follow your dreams, who will follow it for you? Who will follow you inside the dream? Who will dream the dream for you if you don't dream it yourself and actually achieve it? So, yes, I understand. And I'm super, super proud of this generation because while our forefathers or our ancestors or our parents' generation, the previous generation, did not hand us anything. I mean, obviously, some of us went to school, our parents paid for our school fees and stuff. That's not what I mean. But basically, I'm saying our parents wanted us to be white-collar workers. Our parents wanted us to wear suits and ties. Our parents wanted us to be lawyers, doctors, engineers. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing. Doctors are literally the frontline workers. Like, they are the ones literally in the front line and battling, like, fighting and helping, you know, with the COVID-19 virus. So the doctors are like doing a very huge job. So as engineers, so as lawyers, everybody's doing, you know, bright and doing great things in their fields. What I'm just trying to say is that our scope has broadened now. Like, things that you wouldn't imagine people will be doing, or things that people were not even doing back then because they didn't think it was profitable, because they didn't think it was reputable. You know, when they say, like in Nigeria, for example, I remember back then, if you maybe like went to go and learn hairdressing or tailoring, it seemed like it's for the semi-literate or less illiterate people. That was how they made us feel like it was back then. So now that this generation is just, you know, doing their thing, everybody's starting their businesses, becoming entrepreneurs, it's a big deal and we should celebrate it. Because if you come from a developing country like Nigeria, you will know how hard it is for anybody, for you to start a business. It's like a big deal. It's hard. It's super hard. It's super difficult. And the government has not even done anything to help as well. Imagine you having to pay for your own electricity. And I'm not saying, obviously, you pay bills, you know, you pay electricity bills, you pay whatever, anywhere in the world you do that, you pay for your bills. But basically, you are paying electricity bill. That doesn't mean that there is electricity, there is no lights, there is no water. So you have to, you know, source for these things yourself. You have to buy a generator, you have to buy diesel or petrol, anything, basically, to power, to give yourself electricity. Same as water. Any basic amenity, name it. Is it medical care? Is it education? Everything has just been, you know, in shambles. And so it's really hard. If you can actually pick yourself up and just, you know what, do it on your own. That's why I'm like, it's a big deal and people need to be celebrated for it. The government in Nigeria, for example, did not even do anything, and I mean any single thing, to create job opportunities for people, for graduates, for the youth. Imagine our minister of, I don't know if minister of youth or something of that, I think minister of youth or something, is in his, I think, 50s or 60s. And you'd start to wonder, like, is this even real? Like, are we a joke to you guys? And so we decided that, you know what, you guys don't want to provide anything for us. You guys don't want to hand, we're not expecting you to hand things for us. But basically, hand over. You've done your part. Okay, that's for your generation. Hand over for our generation to take things, to take over things and handle it ourselves. But no, the government has refused to do that. So people are deciding to start their own businesses. People are deciding to, you know, branch out, become programmers, become graphic designers. I have people that I went to uni with that they studied an entirely different thing in university and they had to graduate from university because even our education system in Nigeria is failed. It's a failed system. So they had to graduate from university and still go out and learn a different skill entirely, which is what they're actually using to earn money now, which is what they're using to earn a living now. So the government has failed us in every aspect. And so when I say people are becoming entrepreneurs, people are starting their businesses, I keep saying it's a big deal because it's a big deal. Yes, nothing beats becoming your own boss. Nothing beats, you know, waking up, starting, going to work anytime you want to, because it's your own business at the end of the day. Obviously, don't run into the ground and do anything you want. You have to obviously be disciplined. But imagine starting your own business like on a very small scale. You are your own security, you are your own accountant, you are your own lawyer, you are your own receptionist, you are your own CEO. There's so much responsibilities attached to entrepreneurship. And as much as the society is encouraging it, I am encouraging it. I also want the society to make people understand that there's also, I would not necessarily use the word ugly, but there's also like a downside. Yes, it has its upside. You don't answer to anyone. You don't have to split your profit with anyone. That's if it's not a partnership. But at the end of the day, the society just tells us, oh, entrepreneurship is this, is that, is great. It's great. Yes, quite all right. But are we actually also telling people and making people understand the downside of it? Because I don't think so. I remember back in 2015, that was when I graduated university. I went for I think after university, I was just thinking about what to do with my life. And definitely you have to go for a 1 year compulsory NYSC service. So I did that. And then in 2016, and then in 2017, I started looking for a job here and there, here and there. Fun fact, during my NYSC, I was a teacher. It had nothing to do with the subjects I taught in the secondary school, had nothing to do with what I studied in university, but I still had to do it anyway. That's not even the point I'm trying to make. In 2017, I started looking for jobs. I had to travel from state to state. I was broke. I didn't have any money. I didn't have any job. I was still collecting pocket money from my siblings, from my parents. And I was, how old was I? I don't remember. I was in my, I think I was 20. How old was I? I don't remember, honestly. But what I'm just trying to say is that I didn't have a job. I didn't have money. I was broke. And I still had to travel from state to state for job interviews, for exams, for tests. And if you know how the employment system works in Nigeria, they will literally just announce that they want to employ people for a certain kind of job. And then when people actually go out to apply for these jobs, you know, you go in masses, you pay for this form and that. Trust me, they already have the person, they already have the people, the persons that they want to employ. It's just for formality's sake that they always announce, oh, okay, we are looking for so and so position to fill, whereas they have the person, they have the people, the persons that they want to use to fill this position. And it's a lot of politics, yes, but sadly that's how the situation in the country is. So I kept searching and searching and searching, and then at the point I went to go and learn a skill, fashion design. I went to fashion school for 6 months. I was supposed to go for a year and a half actually, but then I had to leave the country at some point. And when I traveled out, I did, I think, internships 2 or 3 times before I finally got a full-time job in 2019. So that's 4 years in between. 4 years between when I graduated university and when I finally got a full-time job. And somebody would say, or people would say, why didn't I start my own business? I did. I did start a business at some point. And let's just say, as fast as I started that business, that's how fast I shut it down. And why? I'll tell you why. I didn't start it for the right reasons. I started it because people were saying, oh, 9-to-5 is a scam. If you work 9-to-5, they're just literally telling you to pause or halt your dreams so that you can follow their dreams. 9-to-5 is not the best idea. Why don't you just become an entrepreneur? You become your own boss. You answer to no one. And you know, they're just painting things like, oh, black, everything is like white and pink and there's roses. And literally, this is what I saw. So there was so much pressure. Start your own business, left, right, and center. So I started my business and it failed drastically. I don't even think I made one single sale when I started that business because I didn't start the business for the right reasons. And for the 4 months that I was conducting that business, I was just miserable. No sale, no customers. I don't know what I was doing wrong, what I was doing right. I did not do any research. So I didn't even have an idea of what I was doing in the first place. I just did it because people were telling me to do it. People were just making me seem like I am wasting my time if I decide not. I'm wasting my time if I don't start my own business. So this is why I just said, okay, fine. Let me start my business. Let's see how it goes from there. And well, let's just say I did it. I failed and I retreated. I took steps, several steps back, and I had to shut it down. And I was so sad. But I kind of understand why it didn't work. I didn't do any research. I didn't do this. I didn't. And I was pressured. I bowed to society's pressure. Sorry, pressure. What's wrong with my English today? I bowed to society's pressures. And so this is why, as much as on my own part, I just started my business for starting sake because people wanted me to start. I just feel like the more society talks about the upside, the good parts of entrepreneurship, I feel like the society also needs to make people understand that it's not a bed of roses. They need to make people understand that there are days when your phone will be ringing, or your phone lines will be ringing non-stop because people want your service, because people want to buy what you are selling. And there are days when your phone will not even ring, actually weeks when your phone will not ring. In my own case, my phone didn't even ring for 4 months. What are we saying here? There are days when you will make money, like you cash out, you make up to $100,000 depending on what you are selling. I don't know what you are selling, I don't know what service you are providing. And there are days when it's just $100 you will make. And what are you going to do? What are you going to use to pay rent? What are you going to use to pay your employees? In the case of Nigeria, what are you going to use to provide electricity for yourself, for your business? Depending on what kind of business you are running, every business still needs lights, AC, proper conditioning. So what are we saying here? There are days when you will be super excited. You know, you are pumped about the business that you are doing. Like you are your CEO. You are doing what you love. You are doing what you know is best for you. And there are days when you will want to quit. Now, days when you want to quit, if you have started that business like I did because of pressure, trust me, you will quit. Eventually, you will quit. However, if you have started this based on the fact that you did your research, you wanted to start your own business because you want to do this for yourself, you want to do this, this is what you want to do, there's nothing in this world that will make you quit. It's going to be hard. I'm not saying it's not. You see, there are a lot of people, business owners, I know that sometimes, like I have friends, sometimes they call me up and they are literally just crying, like, I want to quit. And I'm like, why would you quit? When I start bawling, who will I patronize? Please, my dears, don't quit. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. But nobody ever says this. Everyone is always like, oh, entrepreneur this, entrepreneur that, start my own business. It's a good thing, but make people also see that it's not a bed of roses. Don't do it for the wrong reasons, because if you do it for the wrong reasons, you're on your own. Which brings me to this question. Society, is this society that is the problem, honestly? Why is the divide between entrepreneurs and 9-to-5ers? I don't know if they are 9-to-5ers or white collar workers. Why is there a divide? Honestly, I don't know if there's any people or any set of people in the career world that have been bashed more than people who work 9-to-5. Oh, you are working 9-to-5, you're wasting your time. You're wasting your life away for somebody else's dream. You are doing this, you are doing that. Some people just want stability. I'm sorry to say, but as an entrepreneur, if you have a lot of employees every month, every day, you'll be thinking of how you will pay your people's salaries. You have to pay them, don't you? Now, let me ask you something. Those employees that you're paying salaries to, are they not also 9-to-5 workers? So if everybody has their own business, if everybody's an entrepreneur, who is going to work for you? Who is going to even buy what you're selling? Somebody said, oh, who's going to buy what you're selling? Obviously, it's not everybody that does the same kind of business that runs the same kind of business that I run. So those other people will patronize me. Okay, let's agree that one has been said to. Who would work for you? That means you have to manage everything on your own. Is that something you can do? The more your business grows, the more you need assistance left, right, and center. So how are you now going to manage on your own? So this is something that it has been bothering me for the longest time, especially because I am a victim of societal pressure. I bow to society's pressure, start business. I started a business, I just messed the whole thing up. And then I'm angry at myself. I was angry at myself for the longest time. Like, there are people who are doing this thing and they are making it. What's my problem? Do I have two heads? The truth is that I was not ready. Because I know eventually I do want to start my own business. But when I am ready, when I have learned the ropes, when I know this is what I want to do, this is my niche, this is the market, this is my... Everything will be in place. But till then, I'll just be observing, be observant, and I'll just be talking and be ranting as I'm ranting. That's what I do. That's what I do best. But on a more serious note, I feel like it's not fair. some people just don't have that kind of, see, if you are an entrepreneur, if you started, especially people who actually quit their job to start a new business, you have liver, you chop liver, die, you chop correct liver. I understand that things are hard, especially with Sis Rona. Things are really hard, the economies are shutting down and all that. And it's in times like this when you actually really, really, really need multiple streams of income. For some people, it works, but it's not everybody it works for. And we can't continue to guilt people into feeling inadequate. Because you continue to feel like you're not doing enough. You're not doing what your peers, your mates are doing. That's if you let society get to you. Now, society can go and fuck Transformer for all I care. But it's not everybody that is going to be like that. It's not everybody that will say society is a fuck Transformer. A lot of people are actually thinking, oh, I need to start a business just because people say you must always have a side hustle. You must have multiple streams of income. Or because, oh, eventually I want to quit my job and become an entrepreneur. I'm not going to do that right now. Because I know where my head is at. I know what I want to do. I know what I want to eventually do. I know that I'm not ready. And besides, I've made that mistake once. I'm not going to make that same mistake again. So yes, nothing beats being your own boss. Being called the CEO, it's not easy things. It's not small things. But I just feel like it's not fair, and I feel like it shouldn't be this or that. Why can't they both coexist? What's the problem with wanting to work in an office, or wanting to work a white collar job, wanting to work at 9 to 5, wanting to have a stable salary? See, people who work 9 to 5, they are like one of the luckiest set of people in the world, because whether they work or they don't work, at the end of the month, they are getting their allowance, they are getting their salary. You as an entrepreneur, if you don't sell, if you sell, you must generate money somehow to pay your employees. And it's not easy. I'm not saying 9 to 5 is the best kind of thing to do, but if people want to remain there, with people, some people really actually even want to start their own businesses, but there's so much responsibilities. See, as adults, adults are suffering in this world. Adulthood is a scam. You have to pay bills, you have to pay rent. There's this one, all your small cousins will still be asking you to buy things for them. That one is there. You still want to at least chop life small, travel, do something, but at least if you don't do any work, and you know, even if you go on leave, you come back, at the end of the month, you are getting your salary when you are working 9 to 5. Sometimes, funny part is that some 9 to 5ers actually want to quit. They just don't have that liver. If you know that, what I'm going to say is that if you feel like you really, really want to start your own business and you're already working a full-time job, maybe start it on the side first. Start as a side hustle. Because if you quit your job for something that might not eventually work out, that's going to be hard. That's going to be really, really hard. So I'd say start it as a side hustle. As time goes on, you see how it progresses. If you see, you know, you study the pattern of the business itself, see how it goes. And maybe eventually when you realize that you're even making more money than you're earning a month in your full-time job, then you can quit. And then focus on your own dream. Because at the end of the day, 9 to 5 is putting your dream on hold. Except it's maybe a field that you really, really love, and you're probably learning something from it. It is putting your own dreams on hold. Let's just be honest here. Since we are all being honest, let's be honest to the T. So if you start and you eventually quit, you start your business, it's a good thing. But please, please, and please, especially if you have a full-time job, do your research very well. At least I had the luxury of being jobless. That was why it was easy for me to start and just end business. Imagine I had a job and say I want to bow to, and I actually eventually bow to society's pressure, and then I started my business, it failed, and then I ended the business, and then I'll be jobless as well. But I was jobless from beginning to the end, so there was really nothing in between, except that I was going on interviews and stuff, because I was still saying I want to eventually, you know, work in an office. have my own job, have a full-time job.
So, my people, I don't see any reason why there should be this divide. I don't think it should be this or that. Like, I feel it's absolutely unnecessary. Entrepreneurs and 9-to-5ers should be able to coexist. We can coexist. As a matter of fact, I feel like we should, we must, because we need each other. It's not everyone that is going to be an entrepreneur. It's not everyone that wants to have their own business. It's not everyone that wants to have that responsibility of managing so many people. And that is fine. At the same time, it's not everybody that can work under people. Some people just don't know how to work for other people. Some people just don't know how to work for a boss. Some people actually just want to follow their dreams and start their own businesses. And that is also fine. The world is going to adjust. The world should adjust. Life is hard enough. It shouldn't make life miserable for people just because they make certain career choices. So please, please, and please, let people make their decisions. Stop pressuring people to become entrepreneurs. And if we want to continue to pressure people, because I know people are not going to listen, because I know the society does what the society wants to do, at least let people understand that it also has its own downside. It's not a bed of roses. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Banter or Not. I hope you join me on the next one. Follow me on Instagram on Banter or Not. That's BANTRORNOT. And if you have any questions, any comments, any suggestions, or if you have a table that you want me to shake, send me an email on banterornot@gmail.com. That is BANTROORNOT@gmail.com. This is where I hang my boot and I say bye.